Here on Daf Lamed Hey Omid Aleph, the last sugya that we saw on Daf Lamed Dalet Omid Beis, the Gemara wanted to know about mitzvah say she'en hazman groma. We have the cases of Talmud Torah, which is lavzman groma, period of a review, which is lavzman groma, and in both cases, women are pturos. So let's use one of these as a binyanav to derive that adarabah mitzvah seisha lozman gromo noshim pturos. And the Gemara says, mishum dahavile Torah upiriv verivya shneksuma bom kechad shneksuma bom kechad ein malamt. And that was the last thing we learned. And the Gemara now in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph asks the question, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka diomar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka is of the opinion in Yevamos Daf Samachem and Beis. Al shneim hu omer vayivarech osam elokim vayomer lehem elokim pruravu. Pruravu is formulated in plural and addresses both male and female. Is Michael and Mamer. Women are obligated according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in the mitzvah of period of Arivya. And therefore, why don't we determine that Talmud Torah should now serve as a binyan av and teach us that a mitzvah say she'en hazman groma. Noshim pturos. Ah, you'll tell me period for Rivia would be shnei ksuvim. The answer is that makes sense according to Chachamim that women are exempt from period for Rivia. But what do we do according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? Women are obligated in period for Rivia. So Gemara answers mishum dahavi Talmud Torah pidgin aben shnei ksuvim abom kiecho chol shnei ksuvim abom kiecho rein melamdim. We have the case of pidgin aben, where since she doesn't have to be poda herself, others don't have to be poda her, and she doesn't have to be poda others, she's exempt from this mitzvah, even though from the 30th day and on, it is a mitzvah say she'en hazman groma. In the case of Talmud Torah, mitzvah say she'en hazman groma noshim pturos, vishinantom levanecha v'lo libnosecha. So now we have shnei ksuvim bom kecha, v'yein melamdim. Well, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, if a woman is indeed obligated in period for Rivia, is Nami Nahava period for Rivia Umora, Shnei Ksuva Bom Kecha V'Ein Malamdin. We have the case of Mora, and in the case of Mora, women are obligated because it says Tiro, even though it's a mitzvah say She'en Hazman Groma. In the case of period of Rivia, women are obligated even though it's a case of Ein Hazman Groma. So what's going to be the source for a Chiv Isha b'mitzvah say She'en Hazman Groma? It can't be period of Rivia because we have Mora. It can't be Mora. We have period of Rivia. We have two psukim that are teaching us that Ein Hazman Groma Nashim Chayavos. And therefore we activate the principle of Ein Melamdin Tzrichi. Unless we say that we need both Piri Verivya and Mora to establish the Chiyuv Noshim. E Kasa Machmona Mora Velo Kasa Piri Verivya. If we would establish the Binyan Av, the general rule that women are obligated in Mitzvah Sei She'en Hazman Groma based on Mora, I might think that Piri Verivya is the exception. Hava Mina V'Kiv Shua Machmona. Now applying the logic of the Chachamim of Rabbi Yochanan, namely that in the pasuk of Puravu it says v'kivshua ish darko lichbosh v'ein isha ein darko lichbosh, the period of Arivia is only someone who's included in the mitzvah of milchama of kibush, and since women ein darko lichbosh and to go out to Milchama, therefore they're not mitzuvos in Piria Verivya. And the flip side is true as well. As we saw yesterday, you have to go in both directions. Because of Piria Verivya Lokas of Mora, I might think that although Piria Verivya should serve as a paradigm for a mitzvah seisha lo hazman groma noshim chayavos, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, of course. However, I would not know that women are chayavos in Mora. Hava mina ish. The sipek biyado lasos in, a man always has the accessibility and the time and the freedom to honor his parents. He's got plenty of free time. He's in control of his own time. But isha, we're talking about a married woman, the ain sipek biyado lasos, she's busy honoring and revering her husband, is low. she would be exempt from the mitzvah of kibud, and that would include Mora as well. Is Kavon, the Ain Sipik Biyod Alas, also Tischai of Klal. And then we have to extrapolate from the case of a married woman to the case of an unmarried woman, even though an unmarried woman doesn't have this level, this obligation of a Shibud Labaila. But nevertheless, since we would equate a married woman with an unmarried woman, we don't want to assume that a married woman is the exceptional case, but rather the rule. Therefore, I would think that a woman is exempt from Mora in general, whether she's married or not married. It's Tzricha, we need a pasuk to tell me, Tiro, that an Isha is obligated in Mora of Ivimo. Now, again, I want to point out that this Gemara is a little bit strange, because we're talking here about what we called an Isra Aseh, if you remember. The Brisa that we learned just defines the scope of Mora in terms of Los Aseh, of Shevi Al Taseh, you know, Shalis Thurs Dvarav, Yeshavim Komo, and so forth and so on. L'chora, that has nothing to do with Sipek Biyado. You know, we're not talking about servicing a parent as in the positive case of Kibud. But nevertheless, the Gemara thinks that if a woman is Nesua and she spends her time with her husband and perhaps raising a family as well, she doesn't have the opportunity to have access and contact with her father or her mother on a regular basis, and therefore we might think that she's excluded from Mora. In any event, for those who have a little bit more time on their hands, there's an entire footnote here addressing this question. Now the Gemara, so bottom line is that since I need period for Rivia to establish a Chiyuv Lafuki from Vikivshuha, I need Mora Tiro to establish a Chiyuv Vidisha Lafuki, the Svar of Ein Sipek Biyad Alasos. Therefore, the principle of Shneksu Abam Kechad Ein Malamdin doesn't apply. And these cases can serve as the paradigm, the Binyan Av, to teach us that women are indeed obligated in mitzvah aseh she'ein hazman groma. Now the Gemara returns to Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha. We explained that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, we cannot derive from Talmud Torah that women are exempt from a mitzvah aseh she'lo hazman groma. And the reason for that is because in Pidgin HaBen, which is also likewise a mitzvah seichel hazman grover, women are exempt, and therefore Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen become shnei ksuv abom kechad v'ein melamdin. Hani chalaman diyom shnei ksuv abom kechad ein melamdin. We saw this before. Not everybody adopts that position of shnei ksuv abom kechad ein melamdin. The Gemara is going to tell us exactly who holds the opposite. The Omar leman diomar melamdin my ikal amemar. Now, Pidgin HaBen and Talmud Torah together could serve as a binyan av to teach us that women are indeed exempt from a mitzvah seh she'ein hazman groma. Omar Rava, Papunoi, those students who live in a city called Papuna, they're called the Papunois, Yadei Lei L'taymed El Milsa, they know the answer to this secret. And who is it? Umanu? In other words, which of the Talmidim does the statement of Rava refer to, allude to? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he was from Papuna, and that's a sugya in Bava Basra. And they are going to explain to us why it is, according to the Man Yomar Shnei Ksuv Abom Kechad Malamdim, how do we establish a chiyuv in mitzvah seh she lo hazman groma for women, even though they are exempt from Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen? Why can't Talmud Torah and Pidgin HaBen serve as the paradigm of mitzvah seh she'en hazman groma v'noshim pturos? Omar Kra, this is how Rav Acha Bar Yaakov interprets this halacha of mitzvah seh she'en hazman groma. Noshim pturus mitzaseh, shein hazman groma, noshim chayavos. Where do we derive it from? The Torah says in Shmos Yud Gimel the parasha of Tefillin. And then the pasuk finishes, Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. And this is the famous hekesh, a well-known hekesh between Tefillin and Torah. Huksha kol haTorah kula litfillin. The pasuk says Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. That's a reference to Torah in general. Ma Tefillin mitzaseh. Shazman groma. Again, according to those man the Omrim, either Laila loves man tefillin, Shabbos loves man tefillin, Vinoshim pturos, and that was the sugi that we learned on Daf Lamed Dalid, Afkol mitzaseh shazman groma, Noshim pturos. From tefillin, we have a hekesh to call mitzvah at Torah because of the poskul man tia Torah Hashem beficha. Oh, now we flip it around. Umid mitzvahs asay shazman groma noshim pturas. The Torah went out of its way to establish that a mitzvah asay shazman groma, women are exempt. And that's based on the equation to tefillin. Is why did the Torah have to go out of its way to exempt you, to exempt a woman from a zman groma like tefillin? Michlal. Because the general rule would have been, if not for this exception of Zman Groma, the mitzvah sasei shalo Zman Groma, noshim chayavos. Because again, if women would have been pturos, even from mitzvah sasei shalo Zman Groma, why do we need a limud, a special limud from tefillin, and a hekesh to call a Torah kul to teach us that noshim pturos, because it's Zman Groma, noshim pturos in all mitzvahs? Ha, nicha, that makes sense, leman liyomer tefillin, mitzvah sasei Zman Groma. For example, the chachamim of Rabbi Meir, they are of the opinion that Shabbos and Yontif Lavzman Tefillin, because we have an os on Shabbos, we have an os on Yontif, and we don't need another os of Tefillin. Tefillin is called an os. And there are those who also maintain that ain't Tefillin Belaila. So then you could make sense to say that when the Torah exempts women from tefillin, you derive from this that mitzvah seishman groma noshim pturos. El lemaan diomer tefillin mitzvah seisha lo azman groma. But if I assume that tefillin is a mitzvah noheges even b'layla and even b'shabbos and yontif, my ikal meimar, how are we going to derive, according to that sheet, to that man di omar, from tefillin, that a woman is exempt from mitzvah say shazman groma? Adarab, but let's come to the opposite conclusion, that based on tefillin and the hekish from tefillin to call Torah kula, even a mitzvah say shalazman groma noshim pturos. So the Gemara answers, and this is what the Papunoi is going to teach us. Man shamet le diomer tefillin mitzasei shalos man groma. Who is the balashita that maintains that tefillin is a mitzvah that's no heges even balayla and even in Shabbos and Yontif? That is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir elsewhere is of the opinion that Rabbi Meir is in Masech Erevin. V'sovar lo, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Shnei Ksovar Bom Ki'echad is Ein Melamdin. In other words, when the Torah had to repeat the same halacha twice, and it was l'chora necessary to do so, if the same rule, if the same klal applies to both, it's coming to stop it up, you know, to set up a barrier, and don't derive any conclusions elsewhere. So let's try to explain what the Gemara means. The Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Meir, tefillin is a mitzaseh shelo azman groma, and nevertheless noshim pituros. Now, in the cases of matzah and hakel, we have two cases where women are obligated, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis had raised the following question. Let's derive from matzah and hakel that women are indeed obligated in mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman groma. And whatever source, whatever drasha you have has the alfusa to teach you that women are exempt from mitzvah say, shalo azman groma, you're going to always have a problem, because here are two cases of two mitzvahs where despite the fact that it is mitzvah seishas man groma, noshim chayovos. So let's try to think. What would be the paradigm of a mitzvah saseh shazman groma the noshim pturos? According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shalo azman groma, tefillin is not a candidate, because tefillin indeed is a mitzvah saseh shalo azman groma. So what would be the case of a mitzvah saseh shazman groma that could serve as a paradigm from which we derive the ptur of noshim? So if you remember the Gemara of Eliel, it would have to be Yirah Kol Zchurcha. In the midst of Re'iyah and Shalosh Regalim, the Torah went out of its way to tell us that women are exempt, and that should serve as the paradigm to establish that women are exempt from a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma. So let's learn from Re'iyah. We cannot learn it from Tefillin, because Tefillin is mitzvah saseh shalosh hazman groma. So let's now stack the cards. We really have two polar extremes over here. We have, on the one hand, the case of Re'iyah, and there the Torah went out of its way to exempt women, and that should serve as a binyanav to teach us man groma noshim pturos. On the other hand, we have the cases of Matzah and Hakel, where mitzvah saseh shazman groma noshim chayovos. So we're really caught in a bind here, in a contradiction. So the Gemara says the following. Let's make the following calculation. We could have derived from tefillin that women are exempt from mitzvah seishazman groma, with the equation between tefillin and kol ha-Torah kula, levantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, but we couldn't do so because of the sheet of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir maintains that tefillin is indeed a mitzvah seisha lo azman groma, it's no heges b'layla and b'shabbos and yontif. Oh. So now we're going to have to plug in Re'iyah. Re'iyah, the mitzvah of Re'iyah Beregel, where it says kol schurcha, that's going to be the paradigm to teach me mitzvah say shazman groma noshim pturos. But on the other hand, we have the contradiction from Matzah and Hakel. The answer is that Rabbi Meir happens to be of the opinion that shnei ksu abom kechen ein malamdim. And therefore we put together Matzah and Hakel as two cases where the Torah went out of its way to be mechayev noshim. And again, if you're going to tell me that I don't, you know, this is not shnei ksuvim abom kechen malamdim because I need matzah, you know, I can't derive matzah from Hakel, if you recall, because we would have equated matzah to sukkah by virtue of tesvav. But the flip side, if we have the ptur of noshim and matzah, we could have derived Hakel from matzah. So that sets it off as shnei ksuvim habom kechod v'ein malamta, because hakel becomes superfluous. I could have derived hakel from matzah. The reason why the Torah had to tell me hakel, the noshim achayavos, is to tell me that this is the exception to the rule rather than the rule. The Gemara now asks, Ula Rabbi Yehuda d'Omar, Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion in Masechta Sanhedrin that shnei ksuvim abom kechod melamdin, right? We were always looking for the identity of that sheet, and now we have it. Utfilin mitzvah saseh shalo azman groma. The Gemara establishes in the same sugya erev in Tzarivav that not only Rabbi Meir maintains that tefillin is a mitzvah saseh shalo azman groma, but even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. So now we have a problem. What is the source for the ptur of noshim in mitzvah seishas man groma? It can't be tefillin, as we said, neither according to Rabbi Meir nor according to Rabbi Yehuda, insofar as tefillin is a mitzvah say she'enas man groma. And fakert from matzah and hakel, we should derive the conclusion that even if you want to learn from Re'iyah that mitzvah seishas man groma noshim pturos, but matzah and hakel are going to teach you just the opposite. And what are you going to tell me? Shnei ksuvim abom keachadim melamdim. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that shnei ksuvim abom keachad melamdim. So Gemara answers, mishum dahava matzah simcha v'hakel shlosha ksuvim abom keachad. Even though Rabbi Yehuda maintains that shnei ksuvim abom keachad ain melamdim, but if it's shlosha ksuvim abom keachad, is then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that ain melamdim. So we have three psukim to tell us that in a mitzvah seishas man grom enoshim chayavos, we've got the cases as we discussed earlier of matzah and hakel. Now we're adding a third case, namely simcha. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis had established in the name of Abaye that the mitzvah of simcha is not incumbent upon the isha, but rather it's incumbent upon the baal l'sameach es ishto. And we're going to have to assume here, in the context of this discussion of Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda never accepted the logic of Abaye, meaning that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chiyuv of a woman vis-a-vis simcha is an absolute independent chiyuv, a chovas gavra. She's directly chayev. So it's not that the baal is chayev vis-a-vis the isha. And that when the Torah says bitcha, it means as an independent chiyuv. So Tosus here, Dibra Maschil Mishum, if you see towards the end of the daf, he asks a question that in Cana, if this logic is correct, it comes out that according to Abaye, who holds that the mitzvah of simcha is not a mitzvah incumbent upon her, but rather upon him, is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have shlosha ksuvim abam keachanei melamdim. So Tosus plugs in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. We have a hekesh between Zohar and Shomer to be mechayev women in Kiddush. That's the sugi in Brachas Tavchav. Kol sheyeshna b'shmir yeshna b'schira. So now we have a third case of a mitzvah seishas man groma shenoshim chayavos. And therefore even Rabbi Yehuda could agree she'ein hazman groma. The Sefer HaMakdeh says that it's possible that Abaye would interpret that the Chiyuv Noshim in Tefillin, according to a man, Rabbi Yehuda, is not because Tefillin is a mitzvah seisha lazman groma, but because of a hekesh between Tefillin and Mezuzah. And therefore, the Kosav HaShlishi now becomes Tefillin. Now the Gemara raises the following point. The Mishnah says, Kol mitzaseh, kol mitzas losaseh, is echad, anoshim, v'echad noshim, women are obligated every losaseh, minani mili, what's the source for that? In other words, now that we have a well-established principle that women are exempt from a positive command, which is man groma, why not add a losaseh? To equate a losasa with an essay and say that once again women are exempt if it is man groma. So the Rishonim addressed the following question. The Gemara, as we saw over and over again here, was operating with the premise that how do we know that women are exempt from Zman Grom? Meaning the Gemara's premise was that women are obligated in all the mitzvahs. And here the Gemara seems to assume no. How do we know that they're included in the Yisurei Lavim? As far as is the opposite way. The premise is women are exempt. The answer is, as a general rule, we would assume that women are obligated in mitzvahs. Ko Tomar Lebeis Yaakov, the Torah addressed itself to both men and women. And that's why the Gemara asked the question, how do you know that women are exempt from Zman Groma? But once we have a drasha, once we have the alfus and a source for the p'tur of women in the mitzvah of Seishas Zman Groma, now the Gemara is asking, let's extend that to include even a mitzvah losaseh. The Gemara answers, Om Rav Yudam Arav, V'chein tonet vei, Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Kra. The pasuk says, now this pasuk is a pasuk in Bamidbar Hay in the parasha of Korban Asham. Let's say, for example, in the case of a person who steals and he takes a shvuah sheker and then he admits that he has stolen and that his shvuah was a false oath, he is obligated to bring a Korban Asham as a kapara. And in that parasha, the Torah says, Ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. There's an equation here of Ish and Isha. And when it says mikol chatos ha'adam, Hishva kosuv isha le'ish lechol onshim shevatorah. Now, the Gemara, once having mentioned this equation between Ish and Isha, written in this pasuk in Bamidbar, hey, pasuk vav, the Gemara wants to know, what else can we possibly derive from this equation? And the Gemara now jumps into Dine Mominis and Dine Nefash. The Bei Rabbi Elazar Tana Omar Kra. We have an equation elsewhere. It says, V'eila mishpot v'sher tosim lifneim lifneim. Is the Torah uses a grammatical plural, Hishva kosev, to include both men and women, Ish v'isha l'chol hadinim, for all dini moment Shabbat Torah. Tani, so now we have our equation as far as Losa says. Now we have an equation as far as all of dini momentus, and now we add the bay Chizkiya Tana Amar Kra, the pasuk in the parasha of Kofar. That means if a shar kills a man, the owner of the shar has to pay a kofar. The pasuk says Amar Kra v'im shar nagachu v'hemis ish o isha hashar yisakev agam v'al of yumas hishva kosev isha le'isha l'chol misos shevat Torah. And this is a reference to misas, to misa, first of all, in the case of shar shehemis isha mishalim kofer, that's number one. Adam ahoriges isha nerag. And Isha Shemisa Shetischaiv Kmo Isha Hemis. That halacha, says Tosa Rush, is not to be derived from here. But be that as it may, let's see the three dinim that we've derived here from various Hakeshim equations between men and women. First, Lavim. Number two, Dine Mominus. And number three, the Parsha of Shor Shehemis Es HaAdam, which includes even Hemis Es HaIsha, and for that matter, a human being that kills an Isha's Nerak. So the Gemara says, Utsricha, we need each one of these Limudim. Diyashmin and HaKamaisa, if we only had the Drasha to teach us, based on the parish of Karban Shvua, that women are included in the Lavim and in the Kapara, we would have said that a woman, Mishum Kapara Chas Rachmona Alei. That's a separate din of Kapara. However, Aval Dinim, maybe with regard to Dinim, Ema Ish Debar Masa Umatan In, Isha Lo. When it comes to Dinim Momenis, we might think that the entire marketplace, so to speak, for all monetary transactions is flooded with men. The women folk generally are not so involved in masu matan. Again, Rabosai, I don't know if that's true today, but that's what it was back in the day. The men were out there in the market, they were oskim the masu matan, the women were not so much being kover that did the masu matan. And therefore, perhaps, In Dini Momenus, women are not included. V'yashmin and ha, and if we had the din of Dini Momenus, mishum dechiyusa hi, that you talk about gneva and gzela, you have to include women, because, you know, if women are exempt from the laws of Dini Momenus, and they're beyond the pale of the law as far as Geneva and Gzela is concerned. So on the one hand, we can steal from them, and on the other hand, they can steal from us. That's going to create total anarchy in the area of Chiyusa. No, it's Chai Adam Tluyim B'Didim Elu. The life of society depends upon these Didim. Aval Kofer, in the Pasuk Vehemis Ish O Isha, that tells us that a sharamua that kills a person, we might think that Ema Ish Debar Mitzvos, if a shar kills a man. who's chayiv in all the mitzvahs in. There is tashlumei kofar for the death of a male, because now, by your being negligent, not watching your shor properly, you killed the man, and he's completely excluded from all the mitzvahs. Aval, but I might say, isha, she's not chayiv in all the mitzvahs like a man. Is therefore lo, the Torah did not say that if a person's shor kills a woman, he therefore has to pay this penalty called kofar. V'yashminin ha, and if the Torah would have said that women are included in tashlume kofar, is then mishum de'ika ibud neshama chas rachman ale. The Torah has compassion on a woman because her life is no less significant than that of a man. Aval hanach tarte ema lo tzricha. In other words, the other two limudim, namely that women will suffer all the punishments for all the lavim, and the laws of dinim, lo, we don't know that women are included in those laws. Tzricha, therefore we need all three rivuyim, all three limudim, to include women. So again, let's just summarize the previous sugya. We have limudim to include women in losa says, and therefore in onshim. Number two, to include women in all dini mamonos. Number three, we have a special limud to establish that in the parasha of tashlume kofar, women are included. Now the Gemara goes on to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah establishes that although women are equivalent to men, as far as all Isurei Torah are concerned, or Lavim, there are exceptions. And here, Rabotai, if you haven't turned the page, we're on the top of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and we turn the page in order to finish up the sugya of why we need the three limudim that we spoke about. But now we're up to the sugya of those lavim where women are exempt. And they are, the Mishnah establishes, chutz mibal takif u bal tashchis. We're talking about pa'as harosh, and we're talking about pa'as hazoket. You know, there are five places on the face of a human being where hair grows, and you're not allowed to remove that hair with a razor. So what would be a case of baltashchis in a woman? Again, baltakif lechora should apply to a woman as it does to a man. And those spots on the temple, the sides of the head where hair grows. But what about Baltashchis? You're talking about a zakan. You're talking about a beard. So it could be that maybe a woman would have certain hairs that could grow on the beard. Then we also have another case here, and that's Baltatame Lemesim, which, according to the Mishnah, does not apply in Nashim, meaning it applies to Zichrei Kuhuna, but not Nikemos of Kuhuna. And there's no reason why she shouldn't be included ostensibly in Bal Tetame Lemesim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, I could justify Bal Tetame Lemesim, that this lav is not Noeg bin Nashim. Why? Tichsiv, the Torah says, in Vayikra Chaf Aleph, at the beginning of Parshas Emor al hakohanim b'nei Aaron, it says b'nei Aaron lenefesh lo yitam b'yam of b'nei Aaron are included in this lav of lenefesh lo yitam v'lo b'nos Aaron. Now there's a long discussion here in the Mishnah Lamelech in his Parshas Drachim about b'nos Aaron in other areas. For example, we have a special din that a zar is chayav misa if he does the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Does a bas aron have the status of a zar, and therefore she's completely excluded from Kedushas Kohuna? In other words, she can't do the avoda, but does she have at least the Kedushas Kohuna legabi the avoda? And therefore she's not considered a zar that would engender a chiv misa if he does the avoda. What would be the din if a bas aron does the avoda? Do we say that since the pasuk excludes a bas aron from the isur tumah, that's indicative of hafkas kedushas kun in general, therefore she has halacha of Zarus? Or do we say no, that we need this exclusion of Avas Aaron from the Isur Tumah because she basically has the Kedushas Kahuna, and it's just a din that she can't do the Avoda, and therefore she would not be included under the din of Chiyuv Misa in the case of Avoda. If she did the Avoda, she violates the din of Avoda, but it's not a Zar. She has Kedushas Kuna, separate din of Avkos Avoda. The Rambam writes in Bias Migdash, Ezu Zar, Kol She'enu Mizera Aaron Aschorim. The Rambam seems to indicate that the status of a Bas Aaron is that of a Zar, and that she's really, as far as the Avoda, it's not just a separate miut from Avoda, Psul Gavra, or an Isa Gavra, but it's Avkos Kedusha. And therefore, if that's correct, she would have a Chiyuv Misa no less than any other Zar, even though she's a Bas Aaron. Oh, but now we go on. What about the case of Ela Bal Takif, when the Torah says, Lo Sakifu Pias Roshchem, and Bal Tashkis, the Torah says, Ubal Tashkis is Pias Skonecha, Minol, and how do we know that women are exempt? We need a special limud. We had already a special limud that women are included in losases, and the Gemara assumes that limud should apply to Baltakif and Baltashchis no less than it applies to any other limud, to any other losas. Is minolan? So Gemara says the chsiv losakifu pias roshchem, and then it says losakifu es pas zikonecha. So the Isur of Hakofas Pas HaRosh and the Isur of Hashchosas Pas HaZokon are equated one to the other. That Smichus gives me a Hekesh, is called Sheyesh of Hashchosa. Only someone who's included in the Isur Hashchosas HaZokon is Yesh of Hakofas, is included in the Isur Lav of Hakofas Pas HaRosh. Vahani Noshi, again, we don't know yet how, but Hani Noshi women, Hoil sins, Velo Isnu Vashchosa, they're excluded from the Isra Ashchosa Zokon, is therefore Lesnu Vakofa, they're excluded in the Isra Akofas Pasa Rosh. Uminolon, how do we know? Delo Isnu Vashchosa. And the Gemara here offers two different answers as to what the source is that women are not included in the law of Hashchosas HaZokon. Eboy, same I can tell you, Svara, Dolo Islu Zokon, that as a general rule, it's built into nature that women don't have beards. Again, they may have a few hairs, but they don't have a beard. And if there's some anomaly out there, you know, a mutation, that's an exception to the rule. The Torah is dealing with the general rule that's based on normalcy. Eboy say makra, or I can tell you it's a pasuk. How is so? Because in the pasuk of Hashchasa, of Pa'as HaZokon, the Torah uses a singular word here, zikonecha. Now, I don't know if every time you see a singular word, it automatically excludes women, but here, in the same context, the Torah went out of its way to use a plural to show you that the singular word is something that's Yotzei Dofen, that's exceptional. And that's the Gemara says, Ibai Sei Makra, Diyo Makra Lo Sakifu Pias Roshchem. So with regard to Hakofas Pas HaRosh, the Torah uses the plural in order to show you a stark contrast. V'lo Tashkis is Pas Zikonecha. Zikonecha is a grammatical singular. Midashani Kra B'dibure, why did the Torah use this sort of inconsistency in the same Pasuk? Is the Imkain in order to teach us, Nitov Rachmona Pas Kanchem, My zkonecha, zkonecha v'lo, zkan ishtecha. The Torah wanted to teach you that it's only his zakon that's included in this Isur of Hashchosa, but not hers. The Gemara says, v'lo v'asanya. In fact, we do have a braisa that indicates in Masechta Negoyim that a woman has a zakon, and there would be implications as far as the dinim. Let's read the braisa. It's a Tosefta Negoyim, Zekan Ish of Asoris. These are individuals that don't have a beard, Shehelu Seyar, and yet they grew some Seyar. is Harei Hein Kizakon L'chol Divrayim. And the Lashon HaBraisa that equates the Sa'ar of an Isha, and a Saras is a person who cannot produce children, he doesn't have the masculine organs, and therefore he doesn't have a beard, he doesn't grow a beard, is nevertheless, if he has hairs on his beard, like a woman who has hairs on her beard, is Zakon, and has the din of Zakon, L'chol Divrayim. Is why did the Braisa go out of its way, L'chol Divrayim? What's L'chol Divrayim? Is the answer is l'hashchasa, to teach you that in this case there is a lav hashchasa rabaye l'hashchasa lo motzis amrit. You can't maintain the Bryce is coming to tell you l'chol divrayim even for hashchasa as a lav the yolif, because we have the gzeirah shavu that we mentioned earlier of paas. Oh no, I'm sorry. This is a different than the other gzeirah shavu. This is gzeirah shavu that tells you that just like in the parsha of Kohanim, the Torah establishes upas zekanam lo yigalechu, and in the parsha of pas zekanecha, in regard to Yisrael non-Kohanim, it says pas. Is now we have a gzeirah shava pas Yisrael to pas haKohanim, and there in the pasuk it says mipnei Aaron. The pasuk says pas by Kohanim. It says Bnei Aaron, ma lahalon, just like in the case of Pasukonech, Skonam lo yigalechu, in the parsha of Kohanim, is Noshim Pturos, because we have the din of Bnei Aaron, v'lo Bnos Aaron, afkan, here too, the general Iser of Hashchosas Pasas Zokon for Yisrael, is we're going to equate Kohen to Yisrael, just like Kohen in Stavka Zichrei Kuna, not Noshim, so too in the general Issa that applies to all Yisrael, of Hashchos HaZokan applies to men, and Noshim Peturos. And therefore we're going to have to assume that with regard to the Brisa is telling you about the Dinim of Negoim, and only the Dinim of Negoim. So basically, to summarize, we have five mitzvahs that were formulated in Parshas Emor. One is l'nefesh lo yitame bi'amav, that the Kohen is not allowed to be yitame l'nefesh. We have the mitzvah of tumas krovim lo yitama, in the case of a Kohen who lost one of his close relatives. We have the Isur of Karcha, lo yikarchu karcha barashim ala mes. Then we have the Isur of Hashchosas pi'as zokan upas zekonim lo yigalechu. And finally, we have the Isur of Srita, sritas psorim ala mes, lo yisritu psorim ala mes. And Abaye holds that when the Torah excludes Benos Aaron, that refers to all these Isurim, including Pias Zekonim, and from Kohanim, we're going to derive, with the Gzeirah Shavah Pas Pas, that even in Hashchos Pas Zokon of Yisrael, women are excluded. Tosus here, Dibra Maskel Hashchosa, was bothered by the fact that why did Abaye need to prove the Ptur Noshim from this Gzeirah Shavah? Why couldn't he use the svara that the Gemara applies earlier? Apparently, once this Braisa is teaching us that im gadol em ser, if they actually grew beard hairs, it does have the status of a zakon, then it's not enough to say a svara, or even the fact that it says kanecha in lashon yachid. You need something a little bit more powerful, and that's going to establish without question that women are exempt from the Isur of Hashchosas Pias HaZokon. That's this Gzeir Shava Pa'as Pa'as. The Gemara continues and asks a question, Abaye V'is Sviralon, if indeed we maintain the Chikos of Bnei Aaron, that when the Torah says Bnei Aaron to exclude Bnos Aaron, Akule in Yonak Siv, it's a reference to all the dinim that are mentioned in the parsha. It's not just limited to Tumas Mes, that a Zohar Kohen is not allowed to be Metam L'mes, but a Nekeva is allowed to. And rather it applies to the entire parsha, including to Hashchos HaPias HaZokon, is Nishto Kromine. Why do we need the Gzeirah Shavah of Pa'as Pa'as? V'teise B'kal V'chomer. If you want to derive the Ptur of Bnos Yisrael, we can derive it from a Kal V'chomer of Kohanos. The Torah is very careful and meticulous, demanding as far as Kedushas Kohen is concerned. And nevertheless, Bnei Aaron, when it comes to Hashchas Zakon, the Torah, according to Abai's understanding, is addressing Bnei Aaron, the Lo Bnos Aaron, is Yisrael, again, even without the Hekesh of Pas Lo Kolshkein, Yisrael, who doesn't have the level of Kedusha, certainly the Iser of Pas, of Hashchos Pas Zaka, doesn't apply to women, says the Gemara, Ilav Gzeira Shava, if not for this Pas, to equate a Bas Yisrael to a Koheness, as far as Hashchos Zakan Hava, I mean, I would have thought that when the Torah excludes Benos Aaron, that doesn't apply to this particular Isur. Why? Because Hifzik HaInyan, since in the middle the Torah wedges La Yitama, and we know that La Yitama applies even to women. In other words, that mitzvah that, in the case of a Kohen who lost one of his relatives, he is obligated in the mitzvah to be metami lemes for the burial of his krov, and that applies to a kohenes as well. Is this would form as a hifzik ha'inyan, and we would think therefore women might be included in the iser of hashchasas pasas zokon, even though there's a miyud here of the lobnos aron, but we would have limited that miyud of lobnos aron to the iser tumulames because of this hifzik ha'inyan, where women are included in lo yitama, which is wedged in the middle there in chafei pasuk gimel. Now, when it says that women are included in lo yitama, it's not clear exactly what that means. The Sefer Chinuch is of the opinion that a woman is not obligated to be metameta krovim, but rather lo yitama means that a woman is obligated in general in the mitzvah of avelus. So let me read to you the language here, as it's quoted in the name of the Sefer Chinuch. He says, "Inyan mitzvah zu sheitamu akohanim lemesim." Haniskorim v'parsha aviv imo bno bito achiv v'achoso is bechlal mitzvah zu sheis ablu kol echad miyisrael al krovim elu. So the Sefer Achinuch seems to be absolutely clear that the mitzvah to be metamei to the shiva krovim, that's addressing Kohanim Zecharim, meaning that a Kohen Zichrei Kuna are enjoined from being metami lemesim in general. They don't go into cemeteries, etc. But with regard to the Zion Krovim, they have a mitzvah to be metame. Benos Kohanim, who don't have the Kedushas Kuna and the Iser Tumas Mes, they're not included in this mitzvah. But the Sefer Chinuch says that this mitzvah has two parts to it. It's the specific and the general. You know, you zoom in and then you zoom out. When you zoom in, you're talking about Kohanim and their specific mitzvah to be mechal their kedusha for the sake of avelus. And then, in general, what's written here in the parasha is the mitzvah of avelus. And that mitzvah applies to women as well as men, as the Sefer Achinuch would have it, no heges mitzvahs ibul bein bizcharim bein benikavus, and overall zebito mitzvahs essay. The Rambam, however, seems to imply very strongly in Perek Beis Milchus Avel that women are not included in the mitzvah of lo yitama, and the Ravid is masig on that, and he holds that women are included. So this has to really be studied very carefully. But in any event, just to summarize, the Gemara is now establishing why Abai needs the Gzeir Shav of Pas, and why he couldn't derive the Ptur of Noshim, of Yisraelios, from the Lav of Hashchosis Pas Zokim, from a Kalvachomer, from Benos Kohen. And the answer is because in that Parsha of Vayikra Chaf Aleph, there is a wedging here in between the exclusion of Noshim, in the exclusion of Noshim. If you open up to Parshas Emor, Perek Chaf Aleph, you'll see that it starts with Emor al Kohanim Bnei Aaron, and that's going to exclude Benos Aaron. And then the Torah says, "Lenefesh lo yitama bi'amav." That's the isur of tumas mes in Kohanim, and it only applies to zichrei kuna. And then the Torah goes on to mention lo yikruchu karcha and pe'asakonim lo yigalechu b'psarim lo yisus zratus, etc., etc. But in between here, and that's pasuk beis in perikov alf, we have the pasuk ki im l'sheiro hakarav elo. Pasuk gimel says lo yitama. So the lo yitama wedges in between the exclusion of benos Aaron and the pas and the hashchosus pas zakon. So the Gemara now is not so excited about this. Hashta nami, even though you have the gzeira shava, I don't know if that solves your problem. By nema hifsika inyan, maybe you still want to insist that since the pasuk that excludes benos Aaron at the beginning of this parasha is then set aside because we have the mitzvah of lo yitama, which includes women as well, and that's the hifsika inyan. You're going to tell me, but what about the gzeira shava? That's going to tell me that women are exempt from hashchasa, aspiasa, zokid, imishum gzeira shava. Mi boile, I need it for something else. L'chidasanya. And this brisa explains the laws of giluach zokon, which are derived from the gzeira shava. Because when the Torah addresses the Kohanim in Perkaf Hey, it says, Upas zakonam lo yigalechu. Yocho, I might think, Gilcho, the Mispagayim, Yechayev. Maybe Giluach includes even Mispagayim. Is Talmud Lomar, since the Torah says in Perek Yutes, in the parasha of the Iser Hashchosa by Yisrael, it says, Lo Sashchis Pasukonecho. And the word Hashchosa means anything but the use of his scissors. Hashchosa means when he rips out the hair and in such a way that it's uprooted from its very folk, from very root. And the Brisa continues, Yochel, I might think, Likto b'malkeit uberehitni is Yehei Chayov. Let's say he pulls out the hairs of his beard with various types of utensils. And they don't. These are utensils that are not usually used for giluach. They're not like razors, classical razors. Right? They more or less used to soften something like a surface. Like if you need to make a plane, you use those kind of kelim. But that's not derech giluach. And I might think yehei chayav, even though it's not derech giluach, because it's still included under lo sashchis. Talmud Lomar, now we go back to the parasha of Kohanim, and there it says lo yigalechu, which means that you have to do it b'derech giluach, or ketzad. So how can you have a giluach, sheyesh b'ayim hashchasa, haviomer za'atar? That's the razor. The razor fits all the qualifications that we need. It's both hashchasin, so far as it uproots the very roots of the hair, and it's not similar to misparayim, which only cuts it from above. And on the other hand, it is derech giluach. You know, it's very common, and that's what many people, not Jewish people, hopefully do, is they use a razor on their beard. And all this is derived from the gzeira shava of pas, equating pas Kohanim with pas Yisrael. And we don't necessarily, therefore, have to use this gzeira shava to establish the p'tur of Nashim in Ashkosas pas HaZokon. In Cain, the Gemara answers, Nichtov Kra, the Torah should have said in the pasuk Lo Sashchis Es Shebizkanecha. It shouldn't have said pa'as zikanecha, but shebizkanecha. Meaning the word pa'as, and the word pa'as itself is superfluous because it's mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk. It says lo sakifu pa'as roshchem, and therefore he could have said lo sashchisu es shebizkanecha, and we know we're talking about pa'as. The intention of the pasuk is crystal clear that it's referring to pa'as zakon. So now the Torah writes pa'as as an extra word, superfluous word, to teach you a hekesh of pa'as, my pa'as konecha, Shma Mino Tarti, it's teaching us not only the equation between Giluach and Hashchasa, and you need a Giluach B'derech Hashchasa, but it's also coming to teach you the exclusion of Benos Aaron. So you have Giluach Sheyesh Bo Hashchasa, and the exclusion B'nei Aaron V'lo Benos Aaron. V'ela Hadisanya, the Gemara now he asks from another Brisa. The Brisa says, Kan Ha'isha V'asar Shehelu Seyar. Hein Kizokon L'chol Divrei, Harein Kizokon L'chol Divreiem. L'may Hilchus Omer Avzutra L'tumas Negoim. We saw this Brisa to tell us that with regard to Tumas Negoim, if she sees a nega in her zakon, again in those rare cases where she has some sort of beard hairs, it has the halach of nega zakon. And therefore, once again, the Bryce emphasized l'chol divrayim that her beard hairs have the status of a zakon, is l'may hilchasa. In other words, doesn't this teach us also that she's included under Pa'as, Hashchosas Pa'as Zokon, in event that she has a Zokon? So Gemara answers, no, it's a separate halacha, as Marzutra says, as far as Tumas Negoim. Is Tumas Negoim Behejik Siva? In the parash of Tumas Negoim, in Vayikra Yud Gimel, it says explicitly in Parashas Tazria, it says, Ve'ish o isha ki yibo nega birosh o bizokon. So it says explicitly Isha and Zakon. So it doesn't make sense that the Brice is coming to tell me a Pasuk in Chumash. Elom Amar Zutra, the Brice is going to equate the Zakana Isha to Isha for a Chiddush, Litaras Negoim. Kshati Toyer mi Nega Bizkona, Tasa Kachol Dine Taras Mitzora. That if she has a nega in her zakon, an event that she has a zakon, and now she has to undergo the process of taras negoyim, therefore, how do we know that all the dinim, the whole seder of taras nedarim, the beis tziporim, and so forth and so on, you know, one is a tzipar shchuta, and the other is a tzipar that's shilach v'shilch al pnei asada. How do we know that that entire process applies even to a woman who has a nega in her zakon? And that's what the Brisa wants to teach me. So the Gemara is not happy with that. Taras negoim nami pshita, came into bas tumi bas tarahi. Why would we differentiate logically between tum and tara? If she's included in tuma, then the process of tara has to be the identical process. So again, if the Brisa says lechol Divram, it seems to elevate the status of a Zkano Isha to a Zakon, even as far as Hashchosas Pas Zakon. So the Gemara answers, it's Trich. That Enochi Nami, the Bryce, has to teach me that a woman has the same status as a man as far as Tumas Nigei Zakon. Why? The answer is Salka Daitecha Mina, I would have thought, Lit Stadim Ksiv. That when I go back to the pasuk that we started with, the ish o isha ki yeh bo nega barash o bezakon, it's litzdadim. It's not a total absolute equation between ish and isha, but ish o isha ki yeh bo nega barash. As far as the nega barash, the Torah wants to tell us that ish o isha, and then when it adds at the end of the pasuk o bezakon hadar asan leish, that's only referring to ish. Is kamashmal, and the Bryce wants to teach you that no, a woman has nege zakon no less than a man. The Gemara now brings an opinion that there's an additional losase, which is not mentioned in our Mishnah, which excludes women. Isi Tane, one of the Tanoim by the name of Isi, has a brisa in which he says, Af bal yi karchu, the Isa of karchas harosh al ames, that you're not allowed to shave your head as a symbol of grief, which was common in the cases of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that as grief, that's what they did. Those who the Nihugi Avelus of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the Torah prohibits that. Is Noshim Pturos, women are not included in that Isur. My time of the Isi, how does Isi derive that? The Dorish Hachi, the Torah says in Dvarim Perek Yudalit, in Re'eh it says, Bonim Atem Lashem Alakechem Lo Tizgodidu. And then it says in the end of this pasuk, lo tasimu karcham ben yineichem lemeski am kadosh atol Hashem elokecha, is bonim velo bonos lekarcha. That a woman is not included in the isur lo tasimu karcha, because it says in the beginning of the pasuk, bonim atem l'Hashem elokecha. Ata Omer, do you want to assume, as Isi assumes, that Bonim is referring to Karcho? Eino el Ligdida. Perhaps, if we take a look earlier in the Pasuk, it says, Lo, tis Goddu, and on that, Isi Gdida, which means you're not allowed to slice into your body with a razor, as a simon, as a demonstration of grief, that's where the pasuk excludes women bonim and not bonos. But as far as the next part of the pasuk of simas karcham ben enechem, women are in fact included. Kshu omer kiam kadosh Hashem atol Hashem elokecha. At the end of this entire presentation that includes the isur gedida and the isur simas karcha, the Torah says kiam kadosh atol Hashem elokecha hare gedida amur. I would have thought that women are now, insofar as they're part of Am Kadosh, included in Gedida, Hamani Makayim Bonim Velo Bonos Likarcha. So there's a very strange and complicated a structure over here, because the Torah opens up with Bonim Hashem Lakechem Lotus Godudu, which implies that women are excluded. The Torah continues and formulates the Isur Lav of Simas Karcha Beinei Nechem. And the Torah then says, Kiyam Kadosh Hashem Elokecha, which comes to include Noshim. And that Ribui is now, according to Isi, referring to Gedida, to establish that women are included in the Isur Gedida. And the Bonim, which is a Mir, according to Isi, at the beginning of the Pasuk, is referring to the end of the pasuk of lo tasimu karcha beneinechem. That's very strange, that the miut is not referring to that which immediately follows it, or the isur gedida, because for that we have a ribui of am kadosh. The ribui is not coming to that to refer to include women in that which is immediately precedes it, namely isur karcha, but we do it the other way around. And we assume that the ribui is referring to gedida at the beginning of the pasuk, and the exclusion, the miut of Bonim, is coming to exclude Simas Karcha that's at the end of the Pasuk. So the Gemara immediately asks, Uma Rois? In other words, what gives you that logical reason to distinguish between Gedida and Karcha in that way? L'rabos es ha-Gedida, to assume that women, by virtue of Am Kadosh Hashem HaKach, are included through that Ribui in Gedida. But when you have Bonim at the beginning of the pasuk as a miyud for lo bonos, to exclude women from the isur karcha, is adarava. Why don't go the other way around? Mar ba'anias ha'gedida sheyeshna b'mokam ha'seyar v'shalo b'mokam ha'seyar u'motzi anias ha'karcha she'ena ela b'mokam seyar. Again, the Gemara doesn't use directly my objection in terms of the structure of the pasuk and the smichus ha-psukim, with the miud here and the ribui there. The Gemara says that, on the contrary, you want to tell me that women are included in Gedida but excluded from Karcha. The Gemara is just simply asking a kind of a my ra'isa, my chazis. You know, we don't know which way or the other. And for that, the Gemara has to answer that there's a specific logic inherent in Isi to include women l'chumra in Gedida and to exclude women l'kula in Karcha. Why? Because Gedida is a more broad scope, a more all-encompassing Isur. Why? Because Gedida applies to any part of the body. If you cut an incision into any part of the body, you violate Gedida if it's done al mes. Whereas Karcha, on the other hand, is limited to Makom Seyar. It's a much more limited kind of Isur Karcha. It only applies to Makom Seyar. So the Gemara says, V'eima bonim v'lo bonos bein l'karcha u'bein l'gedida v'chi kasav ki am kadosh atol Hashem elokecha bisrita hu dichsiv. Perhaps this pasuk of Bonim, which comes as a mir to exclude Bonos, should apply in general to the entire pasuk, whether it's Karcha or Gedida. There's a mir here of Kiam Kadosh Atol Hashem Elokech to include women. Maybe that's in coming to include women in the Iser of Srita. And in the Iser of Srita without a kli, that's Biyada, the Torah says, Ubivsaram lo yisritu sarates. And our pasuk that we're focusing on, Banim Lashem Elokechem, that appears in Vayikra Yudalit. If we fast forward to Vayikra Chaf Aleph, we have an Iser Srita, Biyada, again, Almes, and maybe women are included in Iser Srita because of this ribui of Kiam Kadosh Lashem Elokecha. And it comes out now that according to Isi, in this Havamina, maybe we should say that women are excluded not only from the Isur Karcha Ben Arosh, but also from the Isur Gedida because of Bonim. Aye, the Torah is Marba women, that's for a different Isur, the Isur of Sarita. His Gemara answers, Kasavar Isi, and here we're going to turn to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Sarita Ugedida, Achasein. These are not considered two different maisim, one biyad and one bikli, but these two averos include both yad and kli. And the Gemara now is going to go into a long discussion about the logic of Isi, based on an analysis here of Abaye, and in Mirtz Hashem, that will conclude tomorrow.